And that was For Love. All right. And guess what? Jiffy has his own music. Tell me about this song called She's My Witch.
Well, prior to the pandemic, I was planning on doing a series of solo singles. But then the pandemic hit right around the time that we were going to release it. So we pushed back the release. And then it did eventually get released, but to almost zero fanfare. But I did want to point out that the guitar, one of the two guitar players on this record is Lars, who is now a member of Autogram. So there's just a one degree of separation right there for that.
Yes. Song. And then I noticed on She's My Witch, you have that image of the girl. Do you see a young girl or do you see an older lady? So when
That's
you
right.
saw this picture the first time, what did you see?
This is actually a drawing that I did of my wife, but yes, she is supposed to look like a witch because that's kind of the theme of the song.
Oh, okay. Very good. Right here on CJSF.
Yeah.
to do some practicing.
And we're back. We're back with more Jiffy, and we're doing a peanut butter jam sesh. What? Okay.
Yeah, I got a giant jar of Jiffy peanut butter, which I'm pretty stoked about.
Yeah, he was getting low. And we're going to talk about sandwiches. You said Lars was in this video, and he's got a banana suit in there. Do you put banana in your peanut butter sandwich?
Oh, the Elvis.
Yes, do you do the Elvis?
Yeah, I've definitely done the Elvis. Yeah. I think when I was a kid, that was like a go-to. Although sometimes we would do the peanut butter banana, but my mom also, I don't know where she got this from, but she would make a peanut butter and apple sandwich.
Apple. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No jam?
Not on that.
No, yeah.
No, just I'm more of a cream cheese and jam.
Cream cheese and jam. Mm. Interesting. Oh, yeah. These are so, yeah, interesting combinations. And a weird combination for me was pickles and peanut butter.
Peanut butter and pickles. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people aren't really down for that, but yeah, that was definitely, that's something I'm into for sure.
All right. Okay, we'll talk more about sandwiches after this one called Bread and Butter. All right, on CJSF. We're back, and that was Desperation. And with that desperation, I think we quickly got the address to that the new store location.
That's right. Yes. Opening tomorrow, the only on Davie Street. It is at 1283 Davie Street.
Amazing.
And I just wanted to say I love Bread and Butter. Unfortunately, they are no longer a band. I have confirmed that. But Lars is playing with us now, so yeah. Oh well. More for us.
Okay. Tell me about Lightning Dust.
Lightning Dust has been around for a long time. Originally, they were a side project of Black Mountain, who, even before that, were a band called Jerk with a Bomb. So if we end up having extra time, we could play a Jerk with a Bomb song. That would be very cool. Nice. That is where the silo got his name from. But yeah, originally Lightning Dust was just a duo with him and his partner at the time, Amber Weber, who I've mentioned before, and who is also well known as the original singer for Black Mountain. And they just were doing something kind of different than what Black Mountain was doing. So they started, they called it Lightning Dust, and they've released, I'm not even sure how many records now, quite a few, four or five, I would say. Yeah, they're great. I don't know what song we're playing. I think,
We're playing Wrecked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
We're going to get wrecked right here on CJSF.
Thank you.
that was Spun Out, High Life, and before that, This Broken Heart, Jerks with a Bomb. All right, we're going to get to a break, and we'll be back with more Jiffy.
And a Jiffy. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Yay, we're back with more Jiffy, and he's happy with his peanut butter. Do you like crunchy or creamy?
I used to like crunchy, but I don't know. I think at some point my wife convinced me that, I don't know, creamy was better. I can't even remember why. Maybe she just likes it creamy. I don't know.
All right.
But that's what we eat at home. So I'm very happy to bring this home.
Yes.
We need it.
Very good. Okay. And we're going to talk about alien boys, but random question. Do you believe in aliens?
I believe we are not alone in the universe.
Yes.
And I believe in alien boys, so yeah.
Yeah, and what about Sasquatches?
Yeah, I mean, I want to believe. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Yes, tell me about alien boys. How do you know them?
Oh, I mean, I actually only know one member of the band who may or may not still be in the band without letting out any gossip around town.
Yes.
But yeah, I've seen them before. They're great. They're just a great local band, all ladies, and they play the hardcore punk music, which I like as well. So, yeah, let's take a listen to their newest record, which I haven't even heard yet.
Yes, The Weight of It All, and this one's called The Lever. OMG. Okay, so tell everyone, where can they find your music?
Oh, Autogram Band and Night Court Punk. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll give you a bunch of links for all the other stuff we played to post on the page.
Yes, for sure. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jiffy, for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. On the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week. Bye.
See you at the shows.
If you wanna be
next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. Stay tuned.